Grace and peace to you from our God and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Is this on? Okay. Last weekend, I saw a musical at Pope Joy, and it was really amazing. It was called Come From Away, and it's set in the little town of Gander in Newfoundland. And now the backstory is, if you can see here on the map where Gander is, that red dot, there is a big airport at Gander because it used to be a stop before jet engines could carry enough fuel to cross the Atlantic. Gander was the farthest east place where prop planes would stop to refuel before making their next leg across the Atlantic. And so they had this big airport, and it wasn't much in use anymore until the day of 9/11. And on that day, after the attacks happened, planes couldn't come into American airspace, and 38 airplanes were redirected to land at the airport at Gander. 7,000 people sitting in these airplanes, many of them for hours on the tarmac after they landed. And the people of Gander, with population 9,000 and the little towns all around them, worked day and night for 5 days to welcome these people off the airplanes, offer them hospitality of shelter and food and a change of clothing. They weren't allowed to get their luggage off their planes, only their carry-ons. And so shelter and food and all the things they would need, and access to phones, and just some loving care, as everyone was so just in that traumatic place after those attacks. So it's an incredible story of these vulnerable, displaced persons and of the incredible hospitality and care that the people of Gander offered to them. Paul is also in a very vulnerable position when he writes the letter we read this morning to the Philippians. He is in prison in Rome. And I don't know if you know that in an ancient prison, they did not provide any necessities. They put you in a cell and left you there. And it was up to friends and relations to bring food, blankets, fresh clothing, medicine, anything you needed to survive had to be given to you from outside. And so Paul writes this letter to the Philippians in gratitude for their partnership, and also is asking for some of that support. While I'm here in jail, can they continue to support him, to offer that food and money that he needs? But it's an amazing letter that is filled with, as I talked with the kids, encouragement, right? The encouragement for the work that they are doing together to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, to care for one another, and all that work of following the way of Jesus Christ. And Paul even goes so far as to say that being in prison isn't really a bad thing, because it's given him an opportunity to share the gospel, right? That's Paul always finding the way, no matter what happens to him, to turn it to an opportunity to share the gospel. We heard just last week of Paul and Silas singing in prison, right? And the prison guard who comes to faith because of their witness. And here again, Paul says it's not a bad thing, because all these Roman prison guards get to hear about Jesus. And some of them are coming to, to faith and to love and care for one another. And Paul writes these words to the Philippians: I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight, to help you determine what is best. I hope that some of you recognize those words, not just from the prayer of the day, but a year ago, as we were beginning our church becoming work here at All Saints, this is the scripture verse that we used to begin that work. That confidence that God, who has been present, the Holy Spirit in this place up till now, is still here working among us and seeking that growth together in the Spirit as we look at where we're going next. So I have to tell you, last year, I kind of thought we would do some listening groups and we'd get a great ministry idea. And in the fall, we would take off in some new direction. And I was so excited. And you know, it doesn't work that way. God, the Spirit does not keep my timeline. So instead, the church becoming group has been leading us through a number of different experiences. Our connections groups, and some of you are still meeting in those groups. Our season of prayer in the fall. We brought Dana Peterson, who's the director for evangelical mission for our synod, came down in the fall, and then we looked at our core values during Lent. All of those things are a part of our church becoming, and we are not done yet. And what I have finally learned and what is coming clear through all of our work with the synod, with excellence in leadership, all these things, is that we don't get done. Church becoming isn't a thing that you just finish and do and the program's complete and it's over. But church becoming is a way of being church. It is a way of gathering in community and praying together and listening together for where the Spirit calls us as a community. A way of always looking, not far into the future so much. We're not talking a 10-year strategic plan, but what is the next right step for All Saints? And then after that, what is the next right step, right? As I watched Come From Away last weekend with the displacement and the vulnerable people, my head was filled with another group of vulnerable and displaced people here. Uh-oh, I missed one. Here in our city. A number of us from OAR, which is Outreach, Advocacy, and Rapid Response, have been working with a group called Albuquerque Asylum Seeker Welcome. And they have been, since January, about every other week, receiving buses filled with people who have come across the border at El Paso, applied for asylum in this country, and then ICE has to release them somewhere, and they need shelters and places who can take people. And so this group has been welcoming 50 at a time here in Albuquerque. And then they move on. They have sponsors all over the country, family members who are waiting for them to come. And so this group helps them get contact and move to where their sponsors are. So went to a meeting this last weekend. I, on both Friday and yesterday, served lunch at this. They're staying at a hotel. And so I brought lunch. There were, in this group, a number of families. They say it's the most families they've had. There were a number of little kids. There were three pregnant women. Can you imagine crossing the border and being essentially homeless and completely at the mercy of strangers if you have a one-year-old baby or you are pregnant? It's an incredible ministry. And the intake volunteer, and those are the people who, as people arrive, they get their names. Where do you need to go? What medical needs or dietary needs do you have? And the guy who's the intake volunteer team leader said, "This is the best job." He said, because these people come across the border and they have nothing. They have to leave everything they have carried with them. They have to leave at the border. Their clothes, their shoes, their medicine, their rosaries. They have to leave it all. And they get off these buses in their little ICE outfits and the little flip-flops. And he said, this intake person is possibly the first person who has welcomed them and treated them with kindness and care since they got to this country. It's an amazing chance to be, as Luther calls us, little Christs for people in an incredibly vulnerable and difficult position. And there is some special urgency right now. Last weekend, ICE released 100 asylum seekers onto the streets of El Paso because all of the shelters were full. So this is something that right now is really an urgent situation. This is an opportunity, my friends, not only to act as little Christs, but to serve God's beloved children and to see in them the face of Jesus, right? To see in them Jesus, who also was a displaced person, was a refugee, Jesus who taught us to to live in love and service to the least of these. We have many ministries of care and outreach here at All Saints. At the preschool graduation on Friday, we had our little five-year-olds graduating, and some of them were the first group of babies that we welcomed in 2017. So there's little Henry down here on the end, had been at All Saints Preschool since he was 4 months old, and now he's heading off. It was a fun milestone for us to realize that these kids had been with us all that time. Family promise, we are moving with them as they change the whole way they do things, from traveling to churches to moving into a new building, and as they prepare to change the way they engage volunteers, but we are in full support and working with them. I don't know what the next steps will be and where our involvement with Albuquerque Asylum Seeker Welcome will lead us. There are half a dozen of us who are signed up as individual volunteers, and again, we're talking about how we can continue that work, or where else the Spirit is going to call us in the coming months and years. But Paul's prayer is also my prayer for us, that our love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight to help us determine what is best for our next right step and the next one after that. In Jesus' name, amen.